As Marty walked to the pickup expecting a hero's welcome, he found the passenger door wide open and not a soul in sight. Shaking from sheer exhaustion, he lay across the front seat. Without delay, his awareness faded and he found himself being handed a large bag of cash by Dugan Sinclair. Next, he was standing in a Chevy dealership, laying the purchase price in cash on the salesman's desk. The entire staff entered the scene treating him like royalty. The receptionist started giving him a manicure and they poured him a huge glass of champagne. Finally, he pushed the gold key into the ignition. The powerful V8 came to life, making a sound sweeter than sex, and he took off down the road with the top down. He screeched to a halt next to a gorgeous busty woman by the side of the road, and suddenly they were cruising the back roads of Pennsylvania, a beautiful woman stroking his hair. The Corvette comes to a sudden stop in a parking space in front of a motel. The busty blonde applied a second layer of makeup as the desk clerk handed the newlyweds a key to the honeymoon suite, not knowing that his particular groom had yet to ask her name. Between hugs and kisses in front of the room, and one hand around her waist, he kept trying to get the key in the door. He stopped when he heard violent shrieks from inside the room. Motioning for the beauty to stop the welcome foreplay, he stood completely still and listened to the sound of animals trying to break out of the room. The crazed screams and loud thumps on the door told him they were not the canine variety. Finally, the yearnings of the beautiful babe next to him could not be ignored. He was about to kiss her when he was jolted awake. He was face to face with the snout of an ugly beast trying to break the back glass of the old truck. He jerked backwards, hitting his head on the steering wheel. He realized that he was looking at a wild boar obsessed with devouring 145 pounds of human flesh. They were dark brown in color and coated from head to hoof with bristles. Marty felt a sharp pain in his foot as he saw one of the beasts had ripped through the heel of his dearly loved Wolverines. His size 10 boot disappeared into the boar's mouth. A moment later,